And you're very welcome to the latest hurling chat here on Galway FM. Delighted as always to be joined by Cyril Donlan and Niall Canavan. And I suppose the dust, lads, is settling on Galway's National Hurling League campaign in the end. Didn't reach the knockouts, but I suppose, Cyril, the main objective was probably to get into Division 1A next year. That box was ticked.
Yeah, you'd still like to have been involved in the hurling last year. Again, two good semi-finals and plenty of food for thought after them. And if they had pushed a little harder, possibly in Pearce Stadium in the win or in the draw over Limerick, felt probably could have done enough to close out that game. It'd have been great to test yourself in a league semi-final. Now I know you're going to meet Kilkenny enough in the next in the next number of months, but
now the margins were narrow. One more point against Limerick, it would have got there, like.
Yeah, the margins were narrow. I think I'm not too sure where Limerick are at the minute in regards to their intensity of training and where, like, they're going for five in a row, but seemed a little off it at the weekend. I felt they were a bit off in Pearce Stadium, and they still handled a Galway team fairly well that were reduced to 14 men at the same time. So I think they're going to still be the strongest team in Munster, hands down. And the Munster teams are funny in regards good league campaigns, and we might see it in Clare in a few weeks' time. I think Clare are in a very good position at the minute, but they've got Limerick at home first.
Yeah.
I think they have to go to Cork
away,
game two. Like, they could find themselves out of the championship very, very quickly if they're not careful. And the optics now are showing they're very strong at the minute. But Watford won the league a few years ago, fell flat in their face in championship, were knocked out a couple of weeks later. Limerick almost got caught last year
after a brilliant league final win where we were all eulogising about them. So you don't know what's happening here now.
Yeah, so I think they're quite happy enough. For Galway, a bit of disappointment, but it's just about starting their block of training now, which I think is a bit of a camp involved in that, and getting set for the summer months or the summer hurling and Leinster Championship.
You wouldn't think there's much summer the weather we're having now, but let's stay on that theme of the camp. There'll be a bounce out of that, I would take it, sir. You know, you're going away for 4 or 5 days. You're not alone the training element to it, but you're with lads constantly. I would imagine there'll be a lot of meetings in terms of your structure, your setup, puck out plans, all that stuff. I would imagine you'll get a bounce out of that.
Yeah, it's time together, and we never done a camp abroad when I was hurling. We've done numerous camps within. We often do two camps a year within Ireland. It'd be 3 or 4 day camp, and look at this huge benefit out of it in regards to the team spending time together, getting to know each other better, in order to understand what's going on in regards to coaching and tactics. Like, there's a lot there that in the early parts of the year, when there's so much changes in regards to team, it's hard to get a flow going in teams. So there'll be a bit of work around that, especially with new personnel and management as well. Yeah. So to me, I think it's highly beneficial. All the big teams are doing it. All the counties.
Everyone really is at it. Yeah.
Like, there's no teams that are not really at it.
No.
So I think it'll be beneficial to them, no doubt. And the thing is, if you go to Loch George on a Tuesday night and you want to stop in the middle of a session and to explain something or why we're doing this, everyone's getting cold. You have an SSC lad looking on, head of SSC looking on, watching the players getting cold. He won't be happy. Breaks in regards to the loading of training, injury prevention, all of that.
Like, lads have to sit in the car then and go maybe to long distance home. They don't want that either.
So in regards to that quality sort of work you can do in a pitch, can't be done in weather at the minute, how we're doing. So I think a bit of that will go on in the next few days as well.
Niall, I suppose as we went through the league, we were wondering about the makeup of the team, and we might spend a bit of time on that now. By the time Galway played Limerick in the league, the round five there a week ago or so, the team was taking on a bit of an established look. I suppose if we break it down, we say start with goalie. It looks like Derek Fahey is going to be the preferred man in goal ahead of Aina Murphy, who's got no league time.
Yeah, Aina's last game was the Walsh Cup final, beaten by Wexford on the day. A very experimental team that day. Derek has been in goal for all the league games, and going on that basis, you'd have to say that he'll probably start the championship. I think Pádraig Mannion and Tom Monaghan and these guys started every league game. Keenan Fahey is well in the half-back line. New position for him. I know he's not a good player as such, but he's a new position for him in the half-back line.
There's seems to have settled in well, too.
He has, and there's been a return for Adrian Toohey as well over the last couple of years. He obviously didn't play in the championship, but he's back again. David Burke is back again. Gone with a very much an experienced core. The younger guys, Gavin Lee, has got a good bit of game time. Don O'Shea's got a good bit of game time. I think they were the possibly the two, the youngest guys. John Cooney's got a few games as well in the league. So it's gone nearly back to the more established players, really, over the last number of years. And it looks that way from a Galway perspective. I know that the Carlow game is in a couple of weeks' time. The championship is what it's about. I know the league, this year we finished third in the group, obviously. Not that far away from getting through to the knockout stages. I think there'll have to be a disconnect between the league and the championship. I know I said it somewhere else as well, that I think you might need about possible 3 weeks maybe before to finish the league and then get the championship going again, to give teams
a break,
but also to make that league more meaningful, in the sense that I think teams are structuring themselves now to hit for championship. Galway are away now this week, as we know. Limerick are going away on tomorrow, I think, or Wednesday or Thursday or something like that.
I think they could play. A lot of these teams could be playing challenges this week and next week. There's so many of them over there. They could be meeting on a Wednesday or Thursday evening.
Playing the championship out there.
Yeah.
So you could. There's so many teams gone. But the Galway team looks fairly well settled and fairly well structured. Yeah,
if we look defensively then, sir, I mean, Jack Grealish, Fintan Burke, Pádraig Mannion with the full back line against Limerick, Adrian Toohey, Keenan Fahey, Sean Lennon with the half back line. Interesting to see Fintan Burke at three. Keenan, we say, at six. Toohey and Lennon now at five and seven. Obviously, you would imagine Dahi Burke, who was suspended, will come back in. Darren Morrissey will also, you would imagine, be there, both on the championship team. It's just interesting that particularly Burke or Fintan at three and the half-back line, a totally new makeup, isn't it?
Yeah, fairly relatively new makeup. I suppose Keenan Fahey is the big one. He's gone to six, gone from a wing forward the last few years. Obviously, he's played loads of that with Ardrahan. He's good pace, a good reading of the game. Has been very good in that position for Ardrahan. Started, I think, was again tip wing back. Yeah. Did very well.
Would wing back suit him more in the modern game?
I'd be nearly thinking an attacking wing back.
Good bombing shooting. Up and down.
Yeah, good shooting. Getting up and down the pitch. Like, there's very little centre backs. A lot of them sit and mind the house. And I wouldn't have thought that his defending was the strongest aspect of his game. But then that. Putting him in as a central role allows Dahi to be moved around, whether he can play as a wing back or a full back. I think at different times of the year Fintan Burke will be full back, and I think at different times of the year Dahi, possibly someone pace matching with matchups and that. We've seen Pádraig Mannion going to the full back line against Owen Cody a bit last year. So it'll be laying out your stall relevant to the opposition later in the year. I think Fintan on a player like Owen Cody, and strength, we've seen him getting a goal the other day where he outfought Barry Ash in the air. I think that Fintan would have dealt with that a lot better. There's loads of
kind of horses for courses
and you know, Hegarty's a wing forward. You can't put just a pacey, neat wing back on him. You know, that's just examples of that. Walter Walsh being a wing forward in the Leinster Championship, you'll have to match strength to that. So I think the game will change day to day somewhat in regards to the six laid out, but you're looking at eight or nine backs for those positions. I do think Darren Morrissey and Dahi will come back into it, whoever that's going to squeeze out, but taking a bear in mind injuries will come during the year as well.
And then you have the 5-game format as well, three in the first 3 weeks, which are tough. Midfield, David Burke, Ronan Glennon started against Limerick. Probably, I suppose, Lennon has been played there, Tom Monaghan could be played there, Gavin Lee has been played there, Donal O'Shea has been the man, Niall, that probably has got more game time in terms of outstanding newer guy coming in. I think he started the first two league games, has made an appearance as a sub in the other three.
Yeah, and then Tom Monaghan could go out there as well, if needs be, from the wing forward position or the centre half forward position. It'll be interesting to see where they go. David's speed might be gone a small bit. Would you be more interested in bringing him in maybe with 20 minutes to go, 25 minutes to go to settle things down? Or do you start him with the likes of Ronan Glennon? Played well against Limerick. Ronan Glennon got two good points from the midfield position. Gavin Lee can go out there as well. Tom Monaghan, as I said. So there's a few options there, but it'll be just interesting. Do they go with the likes of, will they go with David Burke and maybe Sean Lennon or Ronan Glennon, or will they hold maybe David in reserve? We'll know in a few weeks' time, but there's a few options there.
Yeah, my guess is he's 35-ish, you say?
34, I think, yeah.
34.
Yeah.
We better not give him
an
extra year.
There was a time when you're under 14, you'd be going to 15, all right, but not there. Yeah.
So, there's very little 34, 35-year-olds at inter-county level playing 70 minutes in midfield. So, Niall is probably leaning. What he's saying is right, based on the facts that he'll be very hard to see him playing 75, 80-minute games. But he's a huge part of, of Galway, yeah. And he's a huge part of the reading of the game.
I would imagine even having him in the squad, he's a leader. Yeah,
no, just setting up the team and reading of the game, positioning sense and buying back shape while mid-game is on. You won't get any better in regards to that. So he'll be hugely important to Galway, whether in what capacity he's going to be used throughout the year.
Forward line then, I mean, Gavin Lee has been getting a nice bit of game time during the course of the league. Has started every league game, in fact. Tom Monahan, Joseph Cooney were the half line against Limerick. Cathal Mannion, Conor Cooney and Evan Nyland were inside. Now, into that mix then, obviously Brian Concannon will be returning from injury. Declan McLaughlin missed most of the league through injury. John Cooney got, you know, particularly at the start of the league, got a bit of game time at wing forward. Jason Flynn would be a guy that has started, I think, nearly... He started 3 out of 4 of the Walsh Cup games, started 4 out of 5 of the league games. Conor Whelan obviously will come back in. He missed the Limerick game with suspension. Jamie Ryan has been getting kind of substitute appearances as well. Kevin Cooney injured as well, we know. So there's a few options up front, isn't there? And the one thing I keep saying is that, you know, we often lament at times we mightn't win as much puckouts, we may not get perfect ball all the time as the forwards, but that forward line has been hitting decent tallies on limited enough supply. So there's something there, isn't there?
I think it's just trying to find the balance, what we spoke about there. Balance in size, balance in regards who can win your primary possessions, where your runners can be, where your pace will come into it. I think if you pick a small, quick forward line, a team will press the opposition puck out, make sure they push everything, or press your puck out, make sure you puck everything long down to a small half forward line.
Yeah.
They'll punish you for that. So once there's variation in it, and once those that are coming in gives a bit of energy. But in regards to talent, there's loads of talent there. Once you're hoping that the quality of hurling will come with it.
Would Cahill end up beside Conor Whelan inside for a period? I mean, he'd look very good in there against Limerick.
Like the 4 point skin Limerick.
Yeah.
Cahill Mannion can bring that, and he can go into a third man midfield when he wants to as well. Obviously done a lot of midfield. He's picked up a few injuries in the last few years, so maybe the engine of midfield mightn't be as strong as it was, so it'd be great to... He started in the half-hour line, ended up playing midfield for a few years, gone to the inside line. He'd rarely played on the inside line. But looking at the Limerick game, he's definitely an option in there.
He was brilliant against Limerick game. You know, it was his first game back, essentially. I know he came on in the game previously against Dublin for a few minutes, got a point. But in the first half against Limerick, like, he got some unbelievable points. His touch was brilliant in there in a terrible day for condition-wise. And I know he's played midfield the last couple of years, playing in that deep-lying role. Played kind of as a sweeper against Tipperary last year and was brilliant in it. And obviously, in a way, you know, he's a brilliant player. But it'd be interesting to see him inside with the likes of Whelan and maybe Brian Concannon, these guys, to see what they could bring to it. And it'd give a different option then to the teams they're playing. You know, they'd have a different guy to mark. Cathal Mannion, like his skill, his striking ability, his touch is very good. Johnny Glynn, we haven't mentioned. I believe he's gone to Portugal. Another option.
You mightn't get a tan from all we're here. The weather isn't great.
It's great out there, I think. Yeah, it's probably better here, not saying something. But Johnny Glynn is a massive option. Declan McLaughlin has to come back from injury. Kevin Cooney has to come back from injury. Liam Collins didn't see a whole lot of game time either in the league. So these guys, there's a lot of options there. It'll be just interesting to see what team they'll go with. Will they go with their strongest team against Carlo? I think they probably have to, in the sense to lay down a marker early on in the championship. But it'll be interesting to see as well what role Johnny Gillen plays in it. Obviously a huge man, very good under the high ball, but you can't just go hitting long balls down now. There has to be obviously runners off him and all that sort of stuff if he's going to be playing. But
he's been in Portugal though, like, Cyril, that's a major thing, isn't it? I mean, to get him integrated into the group.
Oh yeah, and look, at the older generation would know him very well from his time. He was on the Gorman panel from 12 until 18, and done a year in between after that. If
12 to 19.
And so, like, the older group would know him inside out. So, no, he'll have loads to offer in regards a player around the group, but also on the pitch. I think he's a huge asset. I was delighted. I was more positive than me too here in his return.
I was fairly positive. Yeah. Though,
we were all fairly positive.
You're backing up.
Yeah.
So, no, I think he'll be a huge addition. I think he'll be one for the summer. Niall touched on the team selection and Carlo game. I think your strongest team needs to start that day, I think, with the way scoring difference and all that might come into it at the very end. I think you need to hit the ground.
And that's where we got caught in, wasn't it, 19? I mean, Dublin at the end of it, but it was actually Carlow's scoring difference.
Well, I don't think that actually technically matters anymore. Yeah. It's kind of taken out of it because there was a few hidings there for teams that, I think Westmeath and Laois got hidings and stuff like that. It's to the teams that are going to be on the same amount of points as you. But going back to Galway, there wasn't an issue scoring in the league. Galway were the highest scorers in the group stages of the league between the two sides.
Yeah.
They were also the
They were averaging least. 30 points a game.
They also conceded scoring. Least as well.
Yeah,
In the league.
Conceded about 18 points. Only conceded 3 goals.
Had we a weaker year based on that on the two
Probably Antrim and Westmeath probably helped that. You took the good over that stat now,
That's what they call fake news.
Absolutely.
Our faults.
Aina Murphy obviously didn't get any game time, but we'll say a few more guys. Garage McInerney, now I think there was a few niggles there. Tiernan Killian, you mentioned Liam Collins, Niall. Shane Cooney got one start, I think, against Tip. TJ Brennan started early doors in the league. Probably those guys, I would imagine, say, at the camp and for the next few weeks, will be really trying to lay down a marker now, won't they, to get back into the reckoning.
Yeah, and I suppose the end of the league, we're talking about the Galway, let's say the group and the performance of everything, but there'll have to be a self-reflection in regards to the players. How much league game did I get, or Walsh Cup time did I get? Is that, am I happy or not happy with that? Have I picked up knocks or picked up injuries? Have I had a big load early on in regards to playing Fitzgibbon and all that? And what do I need to do to make the next step forward for this group? So I think there's a lot that'll be asking that in the next few weeks. There's obviously a good few with the had knocks that weren't selected for games, might have been on the subs one day and not out of the 26. That happens where you pick up knocks early in the year, no doubt.
And looking at that group, Tiernan Killian would say, coming from a different angle, that we say is it 2 years ago now, didn't play under 20, was obviously in the senior reckoning. That's at one spectrum. Then you have GMAC, who was really never let Galway down. Do you know what I mean? So the serious talent in that group alone, isn't there? That they'll have to put their hands up somewhere.
That's exactly if they push and get improvements in regards where they're at, whether it be injuries or knocks, or in regards getting the hurling up to speed. Some players that we know it well are slower getting up to speed in regards to pace and ball and ball speed and all that. And
it starts now, effectively.
Yeah, it does.
We won't be talking about these league games or World Cup games for the rest of the year.
No, by the time we get to May, there'll be no remember how much league time a certain player has had. They'll be based on what they've done within the Leinster Championship. So I think it starts from probably when they went out of the league. What's moving, what they call a moving day in golf is where can I jump? And I remember John Muldoon coming in, he was Connacht rugby player, came into us a good number of years ago, and it was around the success from the Connacht 2016 team.
Yeah.
And he had said, the biggest thing is when you go into training is you aim yourself what number are you are in regards ranking, and how can you get over the next lad. And if you keep pushing like that and climb up the ranks in regards how well you train, how much you can offer to the team, I think the overall team will be in a good place.
The league semi-finals, I mean, we've touched on a few times. Tip beaten, I'm just using it purely, you made a point there about the strength of our division in the league. Tip beaten, Limerick beaten, though we're both in our group. But I think there's a lot of factors there. You're not quite sure with Limerick where they're. I think Limerick may have got a wake-up call last year after that great league final win. They were lucky enough to get out in Munster as a result of it. Is that in their minds? I don't know. Tip, God, it's rare to see 4 free takers used in a game, isn't it? I mean, if they did take their frees, despite as poor as they did play, they would have been in touching distance. So we'd say, can you really weigh these games? Or are there other factors? Are there teams heading away? Is there blocks of work that want to be done? Have some of them done work in the lead up to the semis? It's hard to judge them, isn't it?
Especially with Munster.
Yeah. That's a bear pit.
And you just don't know. Lohan is coming out every day saying clearly that he wants to win every game.
Yeah.
Strongest team forward, best he can do. And you can see that in where Clare are at the minute. Will that catch up on them? Will that give them confidence going in? They've faltered twice at the All-Ireland semi-final to Kilkenny.
had to win that game, probably
underachieved. So they're going into a league final against Kilkenny based on what their potential, and they're realistically the only team that have gone toe to toe to Limerick over the last number of years, but they can't get over an All Ireland final display. So I think they have it in their heads now that they'll want to do something in this league final against Kilkenny. And will they falter in regards to Munster as a result of that?
Yeah, I was going to say that. If they could win the league and everybody would be delighted for them, and then 2 weeks later Limerick could beat them, and all of a sudden the following week they're going to Cork under serious pressure, lose that. As Cyril said, the league final will be quickly forgotten. Yeah. They could be out of the championship. No, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but that could be the reality of the situation. Yeah. Looking at the league semi-finals, I thought Limerick early on started very well against Kilkenny, went 1-2 to no score up, and you thought, geez, this is going to be a massacre. And all of a sudden, Kilkenny, as Kilkenny do, and whatever about Kilkenny, you could have the best or the worst Kilkenny team ever. They'll always give 110% every day, like, and the application is always spot on. And
went for goals too, didn't they?
And they got three of them, and they exploited.
Which is probably part of the plan of trying to beat Limerick.
Probably, but if you look maybe at the Limerick full-back line, Aaron Costello was there. Sean Finn was at full back, normally cornerback, just back from injury. Barry Nash, the other corner, so they weren't as settled as they would ordinarily be. It'll be interesting to see who Limerick put full back. I know Mike Casey's out injured now. Dan Morrissey didn't see a whole lot of game time in the league either. Could they go back to him at full back? But again, it's very unlikely to see come championship time that you're going to see Keane Lynch, Garry Tegarty, Aaron Gillan, all these lads being taken off. Declan Hannan was taken off. Like, these were huge players for them. I think, as Cyril said, that they're setting themselves up for the championship. Nearly got caught last year in Munster because of the fact that they went hell-bent on winning that league.
Yeah.
And they went out to hammer Kilkenny in the league final. They did. And all of a sudden, Clare beat them in the first round of the Munster Championship and they were under pressure.
Was there an evenness about their non-performance that would suggest there was a lot of work being done? Do you know what I mean? Normally in a team performance, you'd get 7 or 8 lads that'll be doing all right and maybe another 5 or 6 won't. But you named a lot of players that you couldn't pick too many Limerick lads that hit their heights, could you?
No.
That's what I'm saying. Was there an evenness about that?
No, but they look vulnerable in the full back line, which you don't see that. And Kylie made reference to he didn't pinpoint the full back line at all. He actually said out the field
work rate.
He said out the field was very poor and quality that came in from that. Nash, because of the full back line were under pressure, Nash minded the house a bit more, which he's not an out and out defender. Mm-hmm. He got caught for the goal in there. Like, Costello was under pressure all day, and it was very naive. It was two left-handers going for a ball. I'm telling TJ Reid. TJ Reid left the door open there in front of him, saying, go on, attack
and
that.
And turned as he came down.
He was going to protect swivelling with the left hand and catch with the right. Spun inside, shook in the net. They coughed up 7 goal chances. And the longer the game went on, I think Limerick kind of down tools this morning, to be honest.
You
usually get to a stage there just after half time where they can dominate teams for a period of time. They didn't look like they were doing that. I think subs whipping off the lads that have been years there was a kind of statement by the Limerick management. They wouldn't be happy with Casey sending off either. It was foolish. Thought it was smart enough of Paddy Deegan. What he was trying to do was blocking Casey. Casey was setting as a full forward, trying to block when the sharp puck out goes, gives cornerback more time with the ball. And Kilkenny were getting their sharp puck outs away or getting out of defence and setting up attack better off that. So all in all, Limerick won't be disappointed. He had a cut of his own players in the interview afterwards.
It's all stacking up now. He has them where he wants them now for a month.
That's all sales pitching to stop talking about the drive for five.
Where Tip at?
I think they're going to do something in Munster. That's because I'm not giving Waterford any hope at all.
Yeah.
So I think they're going
to be... I hope Davey won't be listening to you. Go on,
no, and Davey, I just don't see Waterford doing enough. That's the bottom line.
He'll surely come with something, though. I mean, that first game as well for him.
Yeah, but we should have seen a pocket of 20 minutes
at
some stage.
Yeah.
Like, he hasn't changed tactics in the last year.
Yeah.
They play a head-scratching type of hurling at times and hasn't changed much from the Wexford capacity. And Davey would have been top one time in regards understanding opposition and understanding the strengths of his own team. And Wexford at the start, he would have got that out of them. But I don't think he's getting that out of this Waterford team at the minute. So I think Tip are going to do something. Cork, would not know. Mm. Cork season will be defined by that trip to Clare, game 2.
A lot of hype, Cork, like the 20 team. We saw them at the weekend. They're highly rated. They're expected to win the under 20. They've won a few 20s. something needs to happen now, doesn't it?
Something needs to happen down there.
There's a pressure cooker building there,
And it's hard to see where it's going to get going for them. You know, they've similar clientele down there. It seemed to be caught in the same rut. Fine hurlers, nice hurling team, and just.
But you're looking at Lahan is still there.
Out and out defenders conceding far too much.
Oh, they have you mentioned Waterford. Waterford's first game. That Waterford Cork game is huge as well now.
Mm.
For both teams, realistically, if you look.
Is that in Walsh Park?
That's in Walsh Park. Waterford, the first two games at home, by the way, against Cork and Tipperary, no doubt they'll be targeting those. But if they win those, then they're well set up. And then if Cork go and beat Waterford the first day out, then they play Clare. They win that, they're basically through at that stage then, before they play Limerick and Tip. So there's a lot to play for in the Munster Championship. The Leinster Championship, our own one, interesting, we play Carlow first.
We'll finish with that, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We go to...
What are we talking about, a month now?
3 weeks is at this stage, or 3 weeks the weekend, or
three
whatever.
And a bit, yeah. Three and a bit, yeah.
So you're looking at Galway, we'll beat Carlow, obviously, the first round, you would think. Antrim will
play... But we're in the league final now themselves.
Antrim play Kilkenny in the first round. So you probably will have Antrim and... Or sorry, Galway and Kilkenny on 2 points coming to win the game, play in Pier Stadium. Now we have to go to Wexford 6 days after that Kilkenny game. So that 6 days could be a real defining moment in the year for Galway.
So you need a panel now.
And those two games against Kilkenny and Wexford will be really defining games. If we take at least two points out of those games, you're well set. If you lose to Kilkenny, going down to Wexford to get points could be difficult. It'll be interesting to see how it goes. The other game, then Dublin and Wexford.
Then you have a week off. Is it a week off? Then you have Antrim away, who have now strengthened as well since...
Yeah, they've strengthened. They've got the Dunleavy players back, Elliot, the goalkeeper. They've had serious problems with their goalkeepers in the league. I think they've had two goalies. We saw them playing... obviously in Corrigan Park, like their goalkeeper was poor against Dublin. He was poor again against, was it Tiernan Smith's in goal? It was poor against Galway.
Black was nearly the best forward, and he was playing post primary school final.
He scored 3-10 in the semi final. He scored 1-8 in the final, I think.
Yeah.
And he was full forward, and they have Keelan Malai back as well. So they'd be a tougher proposition in the championship. But again, realistically, you have to beat Antrim if you're anywhere serious about winning the championship. That's just the reality of the situation. But those two games, as I said, Wexford and Kilkenny will be huge from a Galway perspective.
And then it could end up with Dublin at home in the last game.
And the Kilkenny game is huge, because if you didn't get something out of it and you put in a huge effort and you picked up a few injuries, 6 day turnaround is very, very short. Go from Sunday and then you have to go down, like they're probably going down the day before. 5 days later they're leaving on a bus to hit for Wexford. Yeah. So Wexford won't be simple down in Wexford Park, and never are. And
Rossiter has got a bounce, like won the Walsh Cup.
Our Walsh Cup team that went down in the Walsh Cup final found out that as well.
Yeah.
So that's your key 6 days. The week break after that, you'll be looking at you could be in a good position in order for the final two games, and the Dublin game essentially at the end could be worth something, or you could have been really struggling in game two and game three, and you're looking saying you need to, the Dublin game will be then a huge game. So I think they should look at it as a block of 3 and 2, try and get maximum points out of the first three, and you'd be in a good position for a Leinster final. I think if you're coming down to the final game against Dublin, anything can happen in regards to that. And there wasn't a whole pile between them for 50 minutes of the game in Pier Stadium, lads, you covered that.
Yeah, yeah.
So last year there were 12 points up against us in Crow Park. The isolated space, they took our fullback and centre back out.
And they're creating chances, to go back to your point, if they could locate or find a finishing forward. Before we go, I mean, the minor and under 20 campaigns are close to happening as well. I think, is it the 6th of April, the under 20 start against Offaly, which is a huge game. Offaly still a year ahead, but this team is so good. The Adam Screeny team, we'll call it, got to the All-Ireland final last year. And then the minors are up and running as well.
Yeah, and Offaly will have played Dublin by the time they play Galway in the
this weekend.
So they could have 2 points there. They'll have their team settled. They'll know maybe guys who mightn't have played well the first day, so they'll be able to make the changes that are required. That's a huge game in the sense that a lot of the guys, and a good number of them, would have played last year. And it was a disappointing under 20 campaign last year, let's be truthful about it, in the sense that Galway didn't just turn up in the championship and were well beaten by Offaly in the quarter final. off they get into the All-Ireland final then, after that winning the Leinster Championship. So there's a lot of confidence about this Offaly team. They've won minor and they've won under 20 Leinster Championships, and this is the future for them, and no doubt there'll be a huge Offaly crowd there, because this team have really, the crowd have really bought in, or the fans have really bought into this Offaly team.
We won't stir the old home venues and Leinster line there, will we?
Well, I can tell you about the minor, the minor. I was talking to one of the minor selectors there, and they were saying that the first round of the minor, they go to Kilkenny, and Kilkenny come to Galway the following day in the Leinster Senior Championship. The second round, they play Wexford, which is a neutral venue, and the following day, Galway go to Wexford in the Senior Championship. So really, I know there's the talk that you can't, the minors and the seniors can't play together anymore and all that, but maybe there could be the odd circumstantial change in those games. Just
when you're talking about the GAA, when you were growing up being a minor, it was huge. To play before a senior games. Huge thing, get out in Croke Park, semi-final, final day. And you're looking at the talks of the FAI going to a summer league rather than a winter league, and you're trying to promote hurling within the youth, and you'd see that in the so much extracurricular and sports going on in every school and every club around the country, and it would not be an ideal scenario to have minors playing in front of big crowds.
Absolutely.
It's a form of madness from the GAA, and we can complain as Galway people in regards to the unfair advantage we're getting at minor and under 20.
Well, now we're getting games now at last, and that's not, other people can't throw the unfairness out. But even go back to the weekend before last, you had the primary schools finals that I thought were kind of picked for St. Patrick's Day, were moved because it was around the league on St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day, then we ended up with very few big games on. Everything was on the Saturday. Would the schools games not have gone on St. Patrick's Day and give them the day?
Yeah.
Do you know, for Rayfields, for St. Enda's, for Colossus, Ballygare, they're huge days, and they were kind of cramming them in, here, there. I think the close season, I think it has to be tweaked in some degree. I get what it's doing, but there's too much going on. And for players' welfare here, we go back to, we're talking there about 3 games in 3 weeks for players. You tweak a hamstring, you could miss the whole championship.
Well, Galway have 3 games in 13 days now at the start of the Leinster Championship. The All-Ireland will be over in the middle of July.
But even the minors and 20s, aren't they fairly tight schedules as well?
Schedules is right. And we go back to the they don't want the minors playing with the seniors, but I remember the All-Ireland final last year at minor level. Galway played Clare, there was a huge crowd there. Offaly played Cork, there was 25 to 30,000 in Thurles for midway through, the first half of that minor final, and it was a massive crowd, and I'm sure it added to the occasion, and the players were delighted to see it. But there's too many games,
time we've seen that all year.
That's right.
But why couldn't they just put it in the head of the senior games? And you would have the crowd there. I was at minor games as well, and you'd have parents really and a few loyal supporters. And that's just it.
And then you had the double headers. You were playing Wexford, was it under 20 in Carlow on a Friday evening, and
we played Wexford in the senior the following day in Pier Stadium.
Good God.
It was madness really.
Alright, look, what we'll do is we'll put Cyril up for we won't put him in for president.
The local elections are he could have an East Galway vote.
Good to see a certain Niamh Kilkenny back doing a bit of camogie as well. That's good to see as well. Look at Cyril and Niall, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for the chat here on Hurling Chat on Galway Bay FM.